Work to transform Fort Smith's downtown continues, from the murals created by the unexpected to the work on the U.S. Marshals Museum along the Arkansas River. The museum is scheduled to open in the fall of 2019. This weekend, there will also be a temporary transformation as the Peacemaker Music and Arts Fest begins Friday and brings acts including Government Mule, Jamie Johnson, and North Mississippi All-Stars to Riverfront Park. All of this will coincide Thursday evening with a happy hour showcasing some of the designs of the Marshals Museum. Alice Alt, the Vice President of Development for the museum, says there will also be some young artists on hand from Fort Smith High Schools.
These students are going to come in and really create tapestries, if you will. They're going to be working on a canvas, and we're considering it a pop-up shop because not only will we start this at the Meet the Design Happy Hour, those students are going to be painting incredibly inspirational graphic design pictures of how they view the Marshall Service itself and really tying in that historical content of the Marshals and bringing it into today, you know, really marrying that old with the new, Kyle, just really capturing the heart of what's going on with the unexpected within the walls of Fort Smith.
The murals created during the unexpected are stationary, creating larger-than-life scenes on grain elevators and the sides of historic buildings. The work created by the high school students will be mobile.
The unexpected itself, the murals themselves drive people and make Fort Smith a destination, so they're walkable, right? You can go see these things in the different forgotten spaces or the outside beautiful spaces that are already currently existing. So when we partnered with them, we offered it would be really neat to be able to have this pop up at the different places in which the unexpected was happening, whether again you offer it with a mural already existing or somebody painting one. And we thought, what better way than to have it down at Peacemaker? There will also be some installations from some of the better-known artists down at Peacemaker itself, and we'll be positioned right by it.
The works created on canvas can hang in the eventual atrium of the U.S. Marshals Museum or go on the road to represent the museum in different cities. Thursday night's reception will have a few other images to offer up, drawings of the latest designs of the museum. Alice Hall with the museum says one of the designers with Polk Stanley Wilcox, the firm designing the museum, will be there to answer questions.
You'll get to see new lines. You'll get to see the evolution of the building. You'll get to see what it looks like from a 30,000-foot view. And these are renderings that the greater public has not seen yet.
The Marshals Museum has adopted a hashtag for the next 25 months, The Time Is Now. And on every piece of information accompanying news from the museum are the numbers representing the opening date, 9, 24, 19. Alice Alt says those numbers for her represent more than just the opening of a museum.
That riverfront is going to be an economic footprint that it is designed to be. 9/24/19 for me showcases an opportunity to honor the men and women of the United States Marshal Service and tell the story of our Constitution and the rule of law from the Marshal Service inception in 1789 by former President George Washington. That number for me puts, again, a huge smile on my face and elicits major opportunity for me. A gentleman whom I adore here, his name is Richard Griffin, and another gentleman who I admire greatly, Steve Clark, offered that we get to do things, Kyle, like plant seeds of trees whose shade we won't know, but that our grandchildren will. And that's how I feel about this building, except I'll get to sit in that shade for a little while.
The Meet the Design Happy Hour is from 5:30 to 7 Thursday night at Bell Star Antiques at North B Street in Fort Smith. The mobile mural will also be seen around this weekend's Peacemaker Music and Arts Festival, beginning Friday at Riverfront Park in downtown Fort Smith.